Hello there and welcome to Improve Your Voice. My name is Darren McStay and this is a 10-minute voice workout where you don't need any apparatus or tools or balls or anything. It's just you, your body. If you have a carpet or a roll mat, great. If not, if you've got a hard floor, maybe put some comfortable clothes on. I've got comfortable clothes and floor mats and a yoga mat, so I'm pretty sorted, but it doesn't really matter. We're going to start, as always, just on our backs, just in semi-supine, just to take some breaths, because that's going to help just ground us before we get into the other exercises. So I'm going to put the clock on now. Let's go. So semi-supine is having your feet flat on the ground. Try and tuck your chin in as you bring your head down to the floor. You want your knees in line with the toes, and you're going to just relax everything, but trying to maintain your knees up in the air. Now, if you keep your hands, just rest them on your belly so you can feel the movement happening. Take a deep breath in, through your nose. And just let it all go. On every out-breath, you just want everything. You want gravity to take away any stress, any strain in your body, any tension. Just let it fall away. We're not trying to move the belly up. We're just noticing the fact that it does, because when we're laying on our backs, we can't really, not much movement happens out to the back or necessarily to the sides. And so by having our hands here in the front, we can feel the movement at the front. And it's not that we should be aiming for that. Just consider the torso as a balloon, and it should really be inhaling and expanding in all directions. And what's happening every time you do breathe in is that your diaphragm is just moving your vital organs below your rib cage out of the way, so the lungs can draw in more air. And that's why it's moving. It's not air filling up there. Air's filling up in here, in the lungs. But your diaphragm makes space, and that's why all this stuff that's moving is your intestines, your pancreas, your belly, your liver, your kidneys, everything just moving. Okay. So from here, we can take our hands, put them out to the sides, lift both our knees up, and we can just fall over to one side like this. If you need to put your hand on your knee to keep it down, that's fine, but don't pull too much. If it really is springy, staying up here, that's fine. Just, it's there to guide you. And you can tilt your head over towards your left hand, palm facing the ceiling. It doesn't matter if it faces down, but it's a different movement if you do that. Play with it. Maybe you can twist it over and see how it feels. Be curious if you find anywhere that's tense or tight, that you can send your breath to that place, and that will help it to relax over time. But we don't have much time, so we're just doing a little bit here. But breathe in and out. Okay, now we're going to switch it up, but we're going to come back to the middle first and straighten up, keeping our arms flat out to the sides, turning over to the other side. Let's take this left hand on the right knee and turn over and face our right hand. Again, it doesn't matter if your palm's really up or down. Interesting to play with both to see what's going on and how it feels. And with every out-breath, try and let go of a little bit of tension somewhere. Just let it all go. It's a nice idea to start sighing and just give way to gravity. Gravity's doing a lot of work for you here. All you've got to do is stop fighting it. Okay, let's come back up into the middle. And I'm going to drop my board on top of me. Okay, so keeping your chin tucked in to protect your neck. I'm going to roll onto the side, onto our arm. Use your left arm to push you up, to leverage onto this one. And what we're going to do next is take ourselves onto our toes like this. So just gonna have them so we're adding a bit of length into our feet. Our toes don't get so much of a workout. Now this can be quite painful, so you might want to not stay there for very long, and if that's true then you can just move back onto your feet like this until you're comfortable to try it again. This is only a short workout, we're going through a few things, so we're not going to be here for too long anyway. But see how long you can stay there comfortably for. And we could do something similar with our hands at the same time. We can have our fingers, so if we have our hands like this and we turn them in, so our fingers are pointing back towards our knees. Again, you can have this flat like that if this is too uncomfortable. And we could just lean back a little bit to create some space in our wrists here. But be careful, be very gentle with yourself. There's no pushing involved. We're just finding the point of tension and breathing into that area. Keep that breath moving. Now we can take our hands again and have them facing in towards our bodies. Put them down, thumbs up and away from us. And so we're kind of working the wrist the other way now. You can have them, again, pointing towards yourself if you like, but this one might just be a little bit easier to manage for now. Breathing in. Okay, so let's get up onto one leg first, then onto the second, because we've just been taking some deep breaths on the ground and releasing some tension, so we want to be careful. Engage your pelvic floor muscles, tuck your chin in, and push away from the floor with your feet. Now, from here, we're going to get both our feet and put them together, and we're just going to do take our hands, just for guidance, not to lean on, and we're going to do 15 small circles in one direction and 15 the other. Keep breathing. Remember, these aren't leaning. 15 and the other way. Breathing through your nose, now through your mouth. Okay, now we can do the same with our hips. Have our feet shoulder width apart. What you can do here is turn your heels out like that, keeping your knees in, and then bring your toes flat, and that's a good distance. You can see people in Kung Fu doing that, and Wing Chun. So just slightly bend your knees, unlock your knees, and we're going to do the same with our hips, nice and gentle. Keep your head up, just creating a little bit of space in these areas. Keep breathing, and if you want to sigh, make out a little sound, that's fine. Keep it a happy sigh, like a satisfied sigh. Yeah. Now we put some lip trills in, and maybe go back the other way with our hips. The tongue in there as well. Keeping the voice. Starting to add a little bit of those vocal folds in. Okay, the next thing we're going to do is actually move the top part of our torso like this. If we try and keep our shoulders and head kind of in the same place, and if we think that maybe just the chest area in this line can move. So we move it around in a circle. You can start maybe by just going to one side, forward, the other side, back, one side, forward, the other side, back, and then connecting those points. But if you can get it straight away, great. And maybe back the other way. Oh. Side. This is just getting that spine moving. Okay, let's do something with our tongue now, I think. If we
just have a little
massage round backs here, round underneath the jaw, there might be some tension there. And we can stick our tongue out and down. Like that. And then go to the side. And then go up. Other side. Now we'll do a full circle. And you can make the noise if you like. And we go the other way. Now take the tip of your tongue, put it behind your bottom teeth, and try and push the back of the tongue forward out the mouth like this. And we do the same, putting the tip of the tongue behind the top teeth, and try and get the underside of the tongue to come out of the mouth. Let's do some more tongue and lip trills at the same time with voice. And let's just go up and down a little bit. You can imagine it's like revving a motorbike. Okay, what's the time? Let's check that out. That's it, that's 10 minutes. Boom! Great, thank you so much for watching. That's just a quick 10 minute voice workout which you can do without any equipment. You can do it from anywhere as long as, you know, not in your office and everyone's looking at you like you're a weirdo. It doesn't really matter though. If you want to warm up your voice, it's a great way to do it. And it's very simple, it's very quick. Thank you for watching. There's going to be a whole series of these. This was a 10-minute one. I've got a 10-minute one using three different kinds of balls. I've got a 5-minute one. There's going to be a 15, 20, 25-minute, half an hour, 45 minutes, hour, and a 2-hour one coming up soon. And so, yeah, stay tuned and watch all the other videos. Please like if you like this. Subscribe if you want to stay in tune and get to know more. Hit the notifications bell, which is bell thing down the bottom corner, and that means that you know when I've brought up a new video, and there's going to be lots of these coming. I'm going to be doing some accent videos as well soon, so stay tuned. Thank you very much for watching. My name is Darren McStay. This is Improve Your Voice, and until the next time, look after your voice. Moi moi. Bye.